The next thing that we're going to do on Showreel today is have a listen to a chat that I did with Ashley Davies. Ashley has done this great film called Gold, but it's not your usual film. It's unusual, and he'll explain what it's all about. It's going to get a screening at the Sun on the big screen on Thursday. No, it's not. It's not Thursday. I've got on the wrong. It's Wednesday, the 30th of November. At 7:30 p.m. at the Sun Theatre. So let's hear what Ashley has to say about this film.
I was very impressed with this your film because it's a very personal response to family history and myths, as well as melding a history of European connection to landscape or lack of connection to landscape, as well as art in general. So tell me about the project.
Well, the project started quite a number of years ago. I wanted to make a new record, and I found 10 paintings of my uncle's that were left in a will in a cupboard. There was about 400 or 500. He left all of his paintings to my mum, and me and my brother and sister were allowed to go through them and pick out which paintings we wanted to have. And I picked out quite a few. Then I saw that Lasseter series. And I'd read a couple of books about Lasseter. And it's a very tragic and interesting story as far as he's concerned in that expedition. But Len's paintings were quite different from the actual what we have historically come to know about Lasseter. So Uncle Len's paintings are beautiful. They're vibrant, they're colourful, they're inspiring, they're uplifting.
And there's quite a connection to landscape.
Oh, totally. Oh, completely. I mean, Uncle Len loved the Australian landscape, and he was often going out back and painting, you know. But like I said, they hadn't done a series like this. They're all, a lot of his paintings are landscapes and other subjects. So when I saw this series of 10 paintings, I thought, oh, that could be, because I've done other records based around themes as well. But I'd never done a record where I was writing music to paintings, each painting. So that's what I set out to do. And I brought in a great composer who wrote strings for the album, and I work for her a lot, Bryony Marks. Bryony Marks writes for a lot of television series and films, and lately she's been doing ballet and dance. So I had that music, then I gave Bryony the music, and then she wrote the strings, and that's how that all came together, and it was a record. We then needed video clips to promote the record. You know, so I got together with a very good friend of mine, a drummer friend of mine called Danny McKenna, who's a great animator. And so we did 3 video clips of 3 tracks off the album. And people loved them because they were of the paintings, each painting. And then I was thinking, oh, how do I promote this record? And I thought, well, given that those video clips were just so wonderful and beautiful to look at, and Danny really matched the visual to the music, we thought that we'd put a film together. And I mean, I love all of Walt Disney's earlier Fantasia, Cinderella, Snow White, and all that. I love that animation. I've always loved animation. I've loved music and film. So I thought to myself that, oh, maybe that this is an opportunity to do something like that that I've never done before. And so we combined the paintings, and it's not really a documentary as such. It's more, I mean, one of the awards that it won in these little cinemas that they had in New York was for experimental. It's more like an experimental documentary animation film. You've seen it now.
Yeah.
We've weaved Uncle Len's story into it, which is fantastic. And never thinking of making a little short film, even though I love film and I love short films and animation. Experimental film, but that's what happened, and it's done quite well.
So I love the animation and the 3D. We actually stroll through the paintings. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes. And that was Danny, you know, like we both talked about each each piece of music, each painting, what we wanted to try and do. And then he would go away. And then, yes, some of that 3D movement is just magnificent. And what's great about this, because I showed it at the State Library, Victoria, which was really good, and there was a good size screen there. But at the Sun Cinema, Michael, he's putting it on the giant cinema there. So as you can imagine, it's going to be really powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
On one of those really big screen.
Yeah, yeah, and that's on November the 30th. But also the music's really, really full on. Like, it's a quite exciting music.
Totally. Well, Annie, I mean, that was my first premise. You know, I was making a record. Like I said, I was never thinking of making a movie, a short film. I mean, I was going to be doing video clips with it. But, you know, I make records, I compose music, so I'm really glad you feel that and you get that from it, because I want it to be like that, and I'm very happy with the record, and all the musicians that I had playing it were wonderful. Like I said, Brony's string arrangements are magnificent, and as a whole concept sound, I think the records capture musically what Uncle Len's paintings are like and about, and how they made me feel, which was quite inspired. And and I think the music matches those paintings. Because what you got, Steve, what you got an album. You get an art book of all those 10 paintings. You might not be aware of this, but when I released it a few months ago, that's what it is. That's what it started out as being, is that it's an album, and those 10 paintings of the Lasser series, which you see bits of in that film, that's in a sleeve of the record.
Well, that's really nice. What a nice product. There's a couple of things for me that I find really interesting. One, it's your uncle comes from Perth, so we get to see Perth from an early period. Like he was, and his history. Like, he's a working class boy, and we get to hear about a person that we don't normally hear about, and also how he lived his life. It's so fantastic. And I was wondering about the family mythology, that how important that must have been to your own psyche. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I loved Uncle Len. He was like, he was pretty much us kids' favourite uncle. He was always at Christmas lunches, Easter and our birthdays and family occasions. He wasn't married. But what's interesting about those parts of the story about Len in the film, we were able to get a couple of newspaper articles, one of when he's a kid and he was selling newspapers in Perth on a corner. And the local newspaper at the time went down and talked to him and interviewed him because of he was drawing pictures on the wall. And so we have him, they're his words. It's great. Len is a little kid. That's what he said about drawing, you know.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
And then later on, yeah, it's fantastic. And we have a picture of him doing it. You know, it's really cool. And then later, there was each part of his story was him talking it. I didn't have to make it up. That's what he's saying, which gives it quite a bit of power.
I also loved the autographs, you know, like his signing, the way in the film he signs, and it's so revealing to see someone's signature.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's fun. It's interesting with some things, like a couple of people said to me about that. That wasn't something that was coming to me too much, but with some other people, they were saying, oh, look, and Danny especially, I'd like to get that in there, him signing that as he's written it. And that was one point that was quite strong for people, that exactly.
It's really, really
and
nice.
You would have seen too, and some of his other paintings towards the end, which, you know, like he did the Lasseter series, but he's actually quite a phenomenal painter.
Yeah, I thought
in his
so
own
too.
Right, in other like styles of the genre.
I really appreciated that at the end. I thought that was really neat. Yeah, it's a very nice film. So it's going to be shown on the big screen at Sun Cinema on November the 30th. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Sun Theatre is my local cinema that I go to. It's very community orientated. He does a lot of things for the community in that area, Footscray, or that, and you know, and I when I went to him with the film, and he was just, yes, let's do it, which was really fantastic for me because it's a beautiful cinema, and where he's going to show it is, like I said, on the big screen. It's at 7:30. It's an encore screening. I've only shown this film once. I don't know when I'll do it again. But all that are in the film, the real paintings. So we do that. And I've got a couple of shorts. There's going to be a couple of other films before the main feature, but I'm not going to tell anybody about that. They'll just have to come and see what they are going to be. But I think they'll enjoy it. And the session, you know, it's about 45 minutes long, and then people can hang around and check out the paintings afterwards.
Thanks for talking to me, Ashley.
Hey, thank you, Annie, for having me.